The party were expected to arrive on Thursday afternoon, in time for dinner at 6. During the intervening period, I had no time to nurse chimeras, and I believe I was as active and gay as anybody, Adele excepted. Still, now and then I received a damping check to my cheerfulness, and was, in spite of myself, thrown back on the region of doubts and portents and dark conjectures. This was when I chanced to see the third-story staircase door, which of late had always been kept locked, open slowly, and give passage to the form of Grace Poole, in prim cap, white apron, and handkerchief. When I watched her glide along the gallery, her quiet tread muffled in a list slipper, when I saw her look into the bustling, topsy-turvy bedrooms, just say a word, perhaps, to the charwoman about the proper way to polish a grate or clean a marble mantelpiece or take stains from papered walls, and then pass on. She would thus descend to the kitchen once a day, eat her dinner, smoke a moderate pipe on the hearth, and go back, carrying her pot of porter with her for her private solace in her own gloomy upper haunt. Only 1 hour in the 24 did she pass with her fellow servants below. All the rest of her time was spent in some low-ceiled, oaken chamber of the third story. There she sat and sewed, as companionless as a prisoner in his dungeon.